Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and you're sitting with me at the round table. We're at the Mother and Daughter Bonding Round Table here on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, like I say in the mornings, you can join me via the Internet or on your phone. I think that's the most coolest thing, be able to call in and speak to people around the world over your phone and communicate and have a conversation through the Internet. It's just absolutely wonderful. And for that, Father God, I just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you for all the mothers and daughters that are listening this morning. I thank you for the fathers and sons. The entire family, Father, that have come together this morning, that is listening to the words that you're placing in my mouth. And, Father God, I release myself to the Holy Spirit so that it will be none of me and all of you. And, Father God, I ask you to use me to speak to the family, speak to the mother and daughter in their relationship. Father, I ask in Jesus' name that they be blessed and that they not only get the knowledge and the wisdom of the importance of that relationship, but more importantly, that they get the understanding of their relationship and the importance and the impact of the mother and daughter relationship to the entire family. So, Father God, this morning we just want to thank you. We want you to know that we love you. We love Jesus. We love the fact that you love us so much that you gave your son so that we could be saved. And today we just thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. I want to thank all of the mothers and daughters that are on the air. I can never get enough of saying thank you. I can't tell you how much and how grateful I am that you are helping me do the work that the Lord has asked me to do. I cannot do it without you. Just imagine me being on air and nobody's there. I mean, I would do it anyway because it's not about all that. It's about being obedient to God. I just keep talking. And in the beginning, when I started the first radio show, this one is going on 3 years, but a year or so before when God first asked me to start the show, you know, I was on there sometimes by myself. Wasn't sure about the Internet listeners, but you know what? I just kept going. I kept going. So I think we all can say we've experienced that. Whatever we go through, it takes time for it to grow. Well, I am so excited because when I look at the numbers, I don't go seeking the numbers. Blog Talk will send you a report. And it's kind of hard not to look at it. And I look at the number of people that are listening via the Internet. It's just unreal. I thank them for that. They're on the computer and they're listening from all over. I try to be very humble about that, and I try very hard not to look at it, but every once in a while I look at it and it's like, check your stats or whatever, your show is doing good, that kind of a thing, and I don't want it to be about me, so I pay very little attention to it, but I just wanted you to know I thank you out there for listening. I know you're there, and I thank the ones that are on the switchboard that are calling in, the ones that are talking, and then the ones that are not talking because I know you're listening. And more importantly, I just hope that you get an understanding. And I realize it's not an easy thing to do is to get on the radio and talk about things that are going on in your heart, not knowing, you know, who's listening. But the point remains is you have to look at, am I doing it because I'm testifying the goodness that God has brought us through, my daughter, myself, or the situation, and knowing that whatever you're going through, someone else is going through it too or have gone through it. And the point remains that someone else needs to hear that because that's how we build our faith, is through listening. God said, let the people, you need preachers to hear. You know, so that's why you're out there preaching. That's why I'm out here teaching and talking and preaching on Saturday morning so that you could hear what God has to say about your relationship with mothers and daughters. And I surely thank God for choosing me for this venture. What an exciting assignment. Again, We're on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. For the new people that are coming on, you can join us at 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078. And just simply listen to the conversation. And if you decide that you want to say something, you know, don't be shy. Don't think because we have co-hosts that are talking that we are not wanting your conversation. It makes it an even greater conversation, the more people that respond. So I'm challenging all of you listeners out there today, just click one and say something. Say something, except if you don't say nothing, but, hey, I'm here, I heard you. Y'all, the conversation is good. Say something if you can, okay, or if you will. So now let's talk about what are you going to say. You say, what am I going to talk about? We're talking about a stimulating topic this morning. I think it's absolutely excellent, as usual, repairing the hurt in a mother and daughter relationship. Repairing the hurt in a mother and daughter relationship. I'd like to thank all of our partners that help in every way. We have partners that, you know, help us with all the programming, staging, the television show, everything that we do. I want to thank the partners for doing that. If you would like to make a donation to the Mother and Daughter Bond and Network, you can email us. When you say donation, you can go to our website, I'm sorry, at www.mdbn. That's M as in mother, D as in daughter, B as in bonding, N as in network. Click the big red button, the heart, you can't miss it. It says donation. You can click that, make a donation, and it will be used to help us get the word out to mothers and daughters and all the program that we do. If you want a great mother and daughter relationship, plant a seed in your mother and daughter relationship. God says what? Every seed reproduces after its own kind. In order to get a harvest, you must plant a seed. If you would like to speak to me, you can call me at 786-462-6470. You can leave a message if I don't answer the phone, and I will call you back. That you can depend on. The topic this morning, again, is repairing the hurt in a mother and daughter relationship, and I am your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Upcoming dates, we have the Ambassadors, who I say thank you, thank you, thank you. They do a wonderful job in helping get the message out to mothers and daughters. The next event will be the Mother and Daughter Crusade. Of course, before I get to that in September, I will tell you about a program. We're doing a Mother and Daughter Bonding Workshop today from 1 to 6. And this is part of the initiative that I started when I was in Evansville, and that's the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network in the home, getting community to pull in their mothers and daughters right in their own neighborhood and start a mother and daughter workshop in the neighborhood and a mother and daughter program. So we are doing that today in the home of Mrs. Eva and her two daughters, Bianca and see, that's why I don't like to call names. Start showing my age here. It'll come right back to me. Wow, can't believe it. But anyway, it'll come back to me. We're going to their home today, and we're going to have a mother and daughter private mother and daughter workshop today. And let's see, what's the next thing coming on? I have at least about two or three conferences, sister to sister in July, and sister to sister conference in August. So one is in New Jersey and one is in Raleigh, as well as we're getting ready to go on tour with Ask Dr. Bessie. So a lot of things are happening. We are coming to a city near you, and we'll let you know as we develop the plans and actions. We'll tell you exactly where we are going to be. Our stimulating topic this morning is repairing the hurt and the mother and daughter relationship. Now, I know you might say to yourself, well, there is no hurt in my relationship. Well, you know, maybe there isn't, and maybe there is, but we're going to talk about that. I mean, I think you'd have to be perfect, totally perfect, to not have experienced some hurt in your mother and daughter relationship. As good as we are,
and as good as we think we are, every once in a while we will say something that will hurt our daughter or our mother's feelings. And the young lady named is Kayla, and Bianca, and Eva. I thought that was it, but I have several people named Kayla that's a part of my clients, and I wanted to make sure I got it right. Okay, thank you very much for putting up with me on that. And I want to thank the friends of the Mother and Daughter Bonding Faith Ministry. Now, today we have with online, let's just check and see who's online here. I'll make sure. I think we have Sandra D., we have Cynthia, and I'm thinking we have with us, I don't see Janice on here today, but Janice is another co-host with us. I don't see that she's on the line. But we have a special guest co-host today. Her name is Charlene Everest, and I will be talking to her briefly, and let's see if this is Charlene here. Good morning. Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am good. How are you, Dr. Fletcher?
I am doing great. Thank you for being our special co-host. I know that Cynthia told me you were going to be the guest, but I said, you know what? She's been the guest, so let's make her a co-host with us today. We are talking about repairing the hurt in a mother and daughter relationship. I'm going to do a little commentary on that, and then we're going to come back. But would you like to tell the audience a little bit about who you are and the type of work that you do? And you do great, great work with the children, and people need to hear that. So tell them a little bit about you.
Well, first of all, I'm Charlene Alvarez, mother of Sarah and Aaron Alvarez, and we own Go Green Kids, which is a program that teaches our children the importance of the earth, but not only the earth, but the importance of our Heavenly Father, who left it in our care in their gardens and their hearts. So we're doing all sorts of things that would help our children grow in and out. So with recognition all over South Florida, we go to different schools and we do classes on art and sustainability and using earth products. And we get to pray with our kids and thank our Heavenly Father. My journey was having children for a very long time, and now I'm blessed with a 21-year-old and a 9-year-old, and I'm 50. So, you know, that's a journey in itself. So that's what we do.
Ah, young lady.
I'm a seasoned mother.
Yeah, young lady. Okay, well, I look forward to talking back with you and having you join us in on the conversation, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, at 50, like that was, oh, that is young, 50, I tell you. Every time I think it's Cynthia when I'm talking to her, sometimes she goes, but Dr. Fletcher, that's the new 40, that's the new whatever. I'm like, whatever. Are we going to go with that? The older I get, I can deal with the new because it's all about how you think, you know. It's all about what you, the thoughts in your mind. And to me, I'm 27 and a half, and I stay there, and it's a good place. It's a good place. I invite you to sit back, relax, get your pen and paper, and as we talk in the conversation, you might just want to jot down some things. And, of course, if you don't want to share them with us, you might want to look back over them. I'm sure something is going to hit your spirit that's going to enlighten you in a way that you will say, wow, and look at it again this week, this upcoming week. In the past, you know, month or two, we've dealt with a lot of different conversations, starting with, you know, hidden secrets and went through forgiveness and, you know, what the mother's not saying, how powerful that is, sometimes more powerful than what she has said. And we talked about denial and guilt, and we interface that with the intro conversation. And then we talk about mother and daughter work in progress, the role of the mother, and, you know, running your race, being able to stay in your place and run your race. We talk about the expiration state of a mother and daughter relationship and getting the best out of that mother and daughter relationship. And, of course, in order to get the best, we talked about how you sometimes we run into trial and errors because there is no step-by-step process, but there is the book that God has left, and you know how Jesus spoke. He spoke in parables. So you really got to study, and you really got to go through Jesus and get to the Father and ask for that wisdom and then say, Lord, you know, give me the understanding to it, because if everything we needed was 1, 2, 3, 4, that wouldn't be any fun. You got to be able to go through the mystery of it. Then we talk about restoration, part one and part two, restoring that relationship. And then last week we came up with the effects of rejection in the relationship. So we looked at restoring it, and then we talked about what really caused a mother and daughter to have to restore a relationship. And that's how we got to rejection, because rejection is the key, the main element that starts tearing down that relationship that caused a mother and daughter to have to look at, we need to work on this. There's some things that we need to restore in this relationship. And rejection just spoke loud and clear to me. And as you know, many of you have been with me for a while, you know that I do not just sit down and write this stuff. I'm just hanging on with a thread like, okay, Holy Spirit, where are we going today? Whether I understand it or not, because you would think that we talk about rejection and restoration, but that is not the way it came to me. So last week, you know, when we were talking about, and it came up in my spirit loud and clear, and the question came to my mind, why would a mother and daughter need to repair their relationship? And then it came that it all boils down to rejection, being rejection, you know, rejected. That area in our life where there's blame, and you know, and you stop and you think for a second, anyone that's not speaking to you or displaying some type of anger towards you, it's because they're feeling rejected and they don't know how to say to you, you hurt my feelings, the fact that you are disregarding me in some way, or they interpret that you're disregarding them in some way, leads back to a form of rejection. And it all boils down to one of the second smallest words in the dictionary. No, N-O, two letters, no hurt. And every time you tell someone no, it something just moves inside of their stomach. We talked about that, and we talked about depending on how you say what you say, can really do some damage to the mental aspect of a person. You know, as a child, you can say something in such a way and so negative that they can be 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, and they're still dealing with that word that their mother gave them when they were 5 years old. Just could not get it out of their intro conversation. That's how powerful the intro conversation is. That's how powerful your words are. You can say something. It will find a place inside of that intro conversation. It will rest in your subconscious mind, and it will stand to be ready to repeat itself at any given time when something seems like, tastes like, smell like, look like, or resemble a time in which that particular word was implemented into their spirit. So, no does hurt. And you can feel it in your stomach. If you take a deep breath and you say no, you'll feel something. And your stomach tightens up. Because we are not geared for no. We were built for yes. God made us with yes. That all things are possible through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And keep in mind, I said our Lord and Savior, because you, in order to get the fullness of yes, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's when you get to the good. That's when you get to I know that I know that I know that I know kind of a feeling. So that brings us to our stimulating topic today, repairing the hurt in a mother and daughter relationship. And as I said last week, we spoke about rejection, but which is a negative response. Rejection brings about a negative response. And when I'm doing counseling with my clients, I tell them every time you say something negative, you are to immediately replace it with a positive. This is how we reprogram ourselves. You know, if you replace that negative, no, I am not defeated. I have the victory. According to the word, I have the victory. So when you take that defeated, which is negative, and then you replace it with the word of God that you have the victory and you got to keep doing it, and every time it comes up, replace it. And eventually it's going to get settled in your spirit. But when you're replacing it, sometimes you have to meditate on it. You have to see yourself in that word to believe it. And then you got to ask God for wisdom on that word and understanding on that word so that it will broaden itself. And your mental capacity will expand. And then your faith will build in that particular area. It is a process. I mean, just saying something and moving on doesn't make change. But you've got to mentally visualize. That's why he said, people will perish without a vision. And people thinking it's long-range goals. No, it can be a simple word that you are wrestling with within yourself. You've got to see yourself. You got to visualize yourself inside that word. Make that yours. And it'll start living and it'll grow. And you'll then start harvesting from that word. So, that was not in my notes. It just went that way. The Holy Spirit decided to tell you that. So that's where we're going today. We are talking about the positiveness versus the negativeness. Rejection is negative. And the opposite of rejection is to be accepted. And what does acceptance mean? To be accepted is to believe in someone, to believe in your mother and daughter, to recognize the role of the mother and daughter, the order of the mother and daughter relationship, to be able to agree or disagree in love, to understand the mother, and to understand the daughter, and not to judge them. You have to look at it and be acceptance in unconditional love. And then to accept the person, you have to allow the mother and daughter to be able to live the life that God has planned for them. We can't make them who we want them to be, even though we think, as mothers, we know what's best for our children. And that's good when they're little and you're teaching them, you know, don't do this, honey, do that. But don't just say don't do it and do this. Explain to them why you're saying that. Give them a positive response. So whatever you say to them, if you say, well, don't do that this way, then show them how to do it the right way. But always allow them to leave with the positive response lingering in their thoughts. Never let a conversation end with a negative response, because then it allows the enemy chance to get inside and work that mind. Now, I'll tell you about a client of mine has two little girls. They are the most adorable young ladies. And both of them, absolutely smart, brilliant little girls. And we did a Q&A with the parents. And then afterward, when we came back and I was asking them, okay, what did you learn from last week, you know, from the Q&A? the responses from those little girls. One of the little girls said to me, she was 7. She said, what I learned now is that I can go to my parents and I can have a conversation with them and I can feel safe that I can tell them exactly what's on my heart and I don't have to be afraid if I do something wrong. I can trust them. And the other thing I learned was that, you know, when they tell me something, they are not being mean. They explained to me last week why they said no to me on a certain thing, and now I understand. But I didn't know that before. I just thought they were being mean. So that Q&A, I mean, I'm looking at the 7-year-old, and the other one is 9, and I thought I was talking to some women that were 4 to 5 years old or more. Like, you know what? Wow, you really got that. And the other one was like, you know, and I know that when my parents are telling me something now, I need to pay more attention to what they're saying and then listen a little careful. I was blown away. I was like 7 and about 9 years old, and they responded after 1 week of having that session, you know, that was their response. I mean, it was like wonderful. So what we did, we left them with a positive in the end, and that's what they lingered on for the entire week until I got back. So in order to fully accept your mother and daughter first relationship, you first have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So with that, and I say that because that is a process that I go through with my family. The first thing we need to do is find out, you know, are you saved? Because I can be here counseling with you for years and you never get it. But the minute we get into position to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you're going to be able to hear what the Holy Spirit is telling me, and it will make sense to you. So to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, before we get into this conversation, you just ask him to come live in your heart and accept him as your Lord and Savior, and ask him to forgive you for all your sins and promise to serve him for the rest of your life and mean that. And if you say that and mean it, you're saved. And then now you'll begin to understand and your mind will open up in your heart to receive the fullness and the understanding of the word and the conversations that we're having. And this is something that the Lord has placed on my heart. That, you know, you can talk every Saturday morning, but they need to know Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior so that they can understand what you're saying. So I'm hoping and praying that you're doing that and watch the difference in your life. Look and keep a check of how things are going to turn around. Because when we start talking about the mother and daughter, when we get into this relationship and this conversation today, even then it's like popcorn. Something will pop into your mind. You'll be like, wow, I never thought about it like that. And you're thinking, wow, I mean, oh, my goodness. All these years, I never thought about it. Well, see, that is the understanding that you get when you say. Because the Holy Spirit just reveal a lot of things to you, and that's how you grow. So our topic this morning is repairing the hurt in the mother and daughter relationship. So let's first look at hurt. What is hurt? To hurt someone is to harm them, to injure that person in some way. And usually we injure that person with our words. We put that person in danger, either mentally or physically. We offend a person. To hurt someone is to upset them. And to hurt someone is to kill someone. And when I say kill someone, not necessarily the physical body, but you can kill someone in their mind. If the mind is dead, the body might as well die. Because the person is inactive. They're not doing any work in the kingdom. They're just walking around every day complaining about what's not working. And if you're complaining about what's not working, you got symptoms of death. You got to look at what is working and what the promise said. And that's life. Life is in the word that God gives us. So, what causes hurt? Negative words. Now that you know, okay, negative words cause hurt. Oh, well, so now that I know, I won't cause any hurt or pain on my mother and daughter again. And that's a good promise. But it takes more than that. It takes more than just saying it. You got to get inside of the word hurt. You got to look at the things that you've done that you know in your heart that you're holding on to that are still working you because you hurt someone. So in order to prepare that hurt, you got to go back and apologize. See, if we want to be Christ-like, we have got to do Christ-like things. And the first thing Jesus said is what? You must repent. In order to repair the relationship, you must first apologize to your mother and your daughter and tell them, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Ask them to forgive you. What I said was not right. I'm sorry. And my favorite word is, can we just start all over again? Because you can't go back and change what has happened in the past. All you can do now is look at where you are and go forward and hope that the person is saved and therefore they can understand and receive what you're saying and believe you. See, the thing of it is, you can say something, but does the person believe you? Do they have the faith in what you're saying to believe that you really mean what you're saying? So that is the beginning of repairing or healing the mother and daughter relationship. That is the process. And then sometimes I have people, I'm not going to apologize. I don't know how many times I've been in counseling sessions and one or the other says, I'm not going to apologize because you don't know what she did to me. You don't know how she treated me when I was little. You don't know, Dr. Fletcher. She's sitting here now fronting. She's trying to make you think that she's all of that, but you don't know her. Maybe I don't know her, and maybe you don't know her. The thing is, what can you do about what happened yesterday? You can't go back and change it. See, that's where the understanding come in with the apology. You've got to understand, get inside the apology and say, okay, do I accept this apology? Will she do it again? You don't know that. Don't assume that she's going to do it again. You've got to accept it in an unconditional, loving state of mind. And don't speak a negative word when you're receiving a positive word. But when you say a negative word, replace it with a positive. But don't take someone's good and then try to turn it around, because then what it is, it just eliminates the whole purpose of it. It's like someone says, I apologize and I ask you to forgive me, but let me say this. When you say but, you just erase everything you said before that, because you really have not gotten it settled in your spirit. When you can say, I apologize and I mean it from my heart, I am so sorry. Can we start over? Then a person can accept that. But do not add a but. No conjunction should go with that. But if you say you're not going to do it and you go on your merry way, you're thinking, I'm not going to say I'm sorry. I don't care if she don't speak to me ever again in life. I don't need her. I can go on with my life. And she can just do whatever she want to do. I don't care if I don't ever see her again in my life. But let me tell you, there's a mother and daughter connection that will never be broken. I don't care if you don't see your mother for 100 years. She will always live in your heart. She will always be in the depths of your mind. And what you've done, you have created a hell inside of your consciousness. inside of your subconsciousness. You have created a hell for yourself because what? You determine you're not going to apologize. And that's one of the main things we have to do to get to the other side. We have got to repent. Repent don't always mean just repentance to Jesus. It means repent in whatever you do. Because when you repent to me and I repent to you, we're repenting to Jesus. And when you don't, you're doing it against Jesus because I'm a child of God. So anything you do against me is against God. It's not against me. That's why I don't take things personal. I'm like, it's not about me. I work for the Lord. I have talked to the Lord. I'm clear. See, and then you running around with anger all in your heart thinking you're hurting somebody else. They're clear. They have already gone to Jesus. They repent. They've talked to him. They're clear. I'm good. But yet, you run around experiencing self-damnation that you put on yourself and living inside of hell within your mind, and therefore you cannot accomplish anything because Satan has you tied up within your mind that you cannot be creative. Everything you try to do, you're so busy being discouraged, being led to the left instead of going to the right, because when you get in the moment when you are sitting there, when you think, I'm going to just sit and rest, oh, no, no, no. Then Satan come right back and he'll bring that right back to you. You know, she did this, she did that. Oh, he's going to keep reminding you about what your mother did, about what your daughter did. And that is to keep you, what, confused. And then you give him a place to work in when you live in unforgiveness. You automatically give Satan the right to work his stuff in your life. So when you use negative words and negative thoughts, it works against you. It doesn't necessarily work against the other person because the other person, sometimes in a lot of cases, the other person don't even know that you're angry with them. They're running around doing their thing. You are the least in their thoughts. But you run around with a full blast, negative hate in your mind, and you're never going to get that mother and daughter relationship that you want. Or the relationship with your sister, or the relationship with your cousins, or the relationship with your boss or your friends. And if you ever notice that, if you're always having problems with different people, then you have to ask yourself, what am I carrying? I need to empty out my mind. I need to clean out some of this garbage, this negative things. You know, replace those words. Always listen to good music. Listen to the word. Read something. Go to the Bible, repair, renew the mind. This is how you do that. Then you can start repairing your relationship with your mother and daughter because the power lies within your thought, which in most cases will manifest into words. And once you say a negative word, like I said, you give Satan the right to operate in your life and in your children's life. So remember that your words create your thoughts, and your thoughts create your visions, and your visions create your reality. If you don't like where you are in your life, simply change what you say. Because God says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Thank you, and may God bless you. I'm going to open up the line, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to let Charlene, go first. Hi, how are you?
I am good.
That was our part of the conversation this morning. What do you think about repairing the mother and daughter relationship and how important is that relationship, why it needs to be repaired?
Well, I found in your message such an inspiration. My own mother, I'm the only thing I can remember is being about 5 years old and she knocked on my head for talking in church. But I'm sure there's other parts of it, you know, their minds. But the importance of your message is, in essence, of my being resides my mother's imprint. So sometimes their imprints can be the most positive and produce a very, very strong, confident woman. But not all of us are gifted with that. We have those things that are not minor, that are not little knocks in the head for talking in church, but they're major. But every day above ground is an opportunity to change that imprint for your own daughter, for your own children. You have an opportunity through Christ, through that forgiveness, through that healing, to find that peace. And you set a strong point there about, you know, they may not even know that they said something that just pierced your soul or your heart. They may not even know, but you've been carrying it around for how many years, and it's time to let go.
Mm-hmm.
So through your message, I mean, it is so, you are such a worker, I mean, for the women, because we are the mothers of our generations to come, whether they're our daughters or whether they're our sons, but it's time to look at that imprint that gave us life. Was it positive?
Right.
Was it negative? Change it or grow with it and let it prosper into the garden, which it was always meant to be. So I love you. I absolutely.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I tell you, I was listening to Joyce Myers this week, and Joyce has been teaching on her relationship with her father and how she had been molested and raped by her father. And she said over, since I was 9 years old until I think she was like 18, over 200 times. She said, and I could have given up then. I could have given up when I was molested by every man just about that came into our home. Or I could have given up when her first husband, when she was young, 19, married him, you know, left me, live up the street with another woman. You know, she just went on and on and on. And she said, you know what? And I'm still standing. See, that's the kind of thing, you know, we all can tell a story. We all can talk about what we went through. But if you are a child of God, you know that you're going to succeed. You know that if you believe anything that he says, you have to believe that he says you are victorious. And to go through something is to be a testimony to be able to help someone else. And how many people she's touching around the world because they have been molested, they have been, you know, and that's that hidden secret, can't tell nobody. And it eats away at them. And they have not let it go. They have not forgiven the person. But yet, this is what the enemy does to keep you from giving God your fullness, keeping you from working in the kingdom and giving God what he has sent you here to do. His thing is to distract you. So he will distract you with those little words, those little thoughts. Yeah, but, you know, they don't understand. They don't have a clue what you're going through. And then he tried to become your best buddy. And when you accept that pity party, you are on to something. So I thank you for sharing this morning. Thank you for being our host. And I'll try to come, I mean, co-host, and I'll try to come back to you and get a final comments, okay?
Amen. One thing before I let you go. Nelson Mandela once said, he said, having resentment against like drinking poison and thinking it will kill your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But really, in reality, it's killing you. So, amen.
Killing.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you. Yep, it will kill you. I mean, when you let it go, oh, my God, how free can you be? Good morning. Cynthia.
Good morning. How are you, Dr. Fletcher?
I am fine. Great day today.
Hey, man, it sure is. All is well. All is well. Dr. Fletcher, you said a couple of things. Ms. Averett said a couple of things that came across in a class that I taught on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with how you're feeling at the moment. And the one thing, and because we're often driven by our feelings, I was telling my son of a class that had taken place in my graduate year, in graduate school. I have an instructor that used to often bring in music, just to minister to us. This particular day, he brought in a CD, and all throughout the song, there appears to be if you ever heard that screeching sound when somebody is on a chalkboard, and it's just scratching away at the chalkboard. And at the end of the song, he made an analogy that's how individuals who have that hurt that's stored in their heart, that's how they feel. There's a constant scratching and at the soul when you're holding on to these negative emotions. And as a result, the anxiety oftentimes is so high that you don't know how to live in the present. And so every little thing, we become so sensitive to the world around us that we cannot see beyond the hurt that we're feeling. And because the hurt is there, and until a person can see it for themselves and be able to see it from another perspective, all they have is their perspective of that event where that hurt took place. And I like what I heard over the years, that seeing, and my son said it to me first, I think. He said, "Mommy, I realize that seeing from somebody else's perspective is a gift. Because once you're able to see that thing, that event from that person's perspective, or even see into that another perspective, you're able to say, okay, because when we hold on to these past hurts and pains, we not only drink in the poison and expecting the other person to die, the soul itself is so bound that you cannot see beyond your own hurts, and that's when that why me syndrome comes in and that self-pity comes in, not allowing us to be able to see beyond where we are.
Right.
And that's
right.
The biggest problem. That's the biggest problem in past hurts. And until a person can have that self-awareness, which includes insight and self-acceptance and acknowledging the event, because it did happen. But what good does it do you to continue to just hold on to something that's literally destroying you?
What I say to that is, you know, when a person is, you know, holding on to it, sometimes they're holding on to things and they won't make it known to the actual person, and that's that hidden piece of it. But if the person is alive and you can get to that person, you know, you've got to get to that apology. You've got to get to that honest conversation. And that's the beginning. We're talking about the repairing the relationship between a mother and daughter. That's where you start repairing. If we can't start in our own home repairing, it's going to be hard for you to repair outside of your home. And when I say in home, not just a house, I'm talking about your soul, which is your daughter is a part of your soul. So when you cannot clean up what's within you, it's going to be hard for you to go out there and do it with someone else, because either you're going to be phony. Because if you can't do it with your daughter or your mother, how are you going to do it for someone else? Because that's not real. That's because you want somebody to like you, or because you want to be accepted. There's another motive behind that whole thing.
And that's trying to fill a need by looking at somebody else's issue and not having to deal with your own. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly. I know mothers out there, they can't mother their own daughter. But they can mother somebody else's daughter. And I'm like, how can you mother somebody else's daughter when you can't even do your own? Because certainly the venom that you pass to your own daughter and not willing to reconcile that,
you're going to pass that on to somebody else's daughter because it just can't be. It just can't. You've got to be able to have unconditional love for your own, somebody you carried in your own body. And that's something that kind of confused me sometimes when I'm doing counseling. They'll say, yeah, but, you know, I got so many other children. I don't need my children. I got so many other children. I could just help somebody else. Well, see, that's, like you say, fill in the void, but the venom is still there.
And you can't really be effective. You can't really be effective. If that's a, okay, you can say that's a ministry for you, helping somebody else. But you can't really truly be effective in that ministry if you haven't dealt with your own stuff. Hurting people hurt people. And if you
right.
how are you asking me to do something that you haven't done? Do that make sense?
Right. But see, that's why when I'm running right here working with mothers and daughters and working with families, and the first time something came up in my family, I took off. And I told you guys, I went up there and I stayed for, what, 6 weeks? No, I'm going to deal with my family because in my heart and soul, how am I going to run around trying to save somebody else's family and let my family go? And I see that a lot of time in ministries. You know, the pastor's kid, they all, everybody's got this little cute saying, KP, I think it's, what do you call it? Another,
PK, pastor's kid.
PK, pastor's, yeah, pastor's kid. And they think that's cute. Oh, well, you know, that's just the pastor's son or that's just the pastor's daughter, yada, yada, yada. And they're the worst kids running around. That's what they think. Oh, well, it's just, and I'm not saying that's in every case. But how are you going to minister to someone else when you're not ministering to your own children? Your own children.
It's just easier to be in somebody else's business than to deal with your own.
Well, I guess that's the point.
I mean, really.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Well, we're not here bashing. I don't want to get to that point. What I'm trying to get to is that you have got to mind your mind and mind, like you say, your business, and in order to repair that relationship. The relationship depends upon, and I always take it back to the mother. Mother, we are responsible to do as much as we humanly possibly can to repair the relationship between ourselves and our daughters. And I know once they're grown, sometimes a little hard, but as long as you keep them in front of the Lord, as long as you stand, and as long as you send out the authority that is given to you as the order is set, you are in charge of your children. And you can keep sending it and keep saying it and keep visualizing it and keep expecting it, and it will happen. You will have the victory over your children. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Cynthia. Have a blessed day. Let's see. We have Sandra D. on the line. I don't know if Sandra is in a position to speak this morning. And, well, I'm not sure because she don't have her hands up, but we do have Sandra on the line this morning. I just want to end up with saying, you know, we come on Saturday mornings not to give anybody a hard time. That is certainly not my intention. But the Holy Spirit will give us little nuggets to pass around. When you hear things and you're writing it down, share that with mothers and daughters that may not have heard the program. You know, let them know, I was listening to the program, and these are some of the things, some of the points. Because each of us know a mother and daughter that are struggling, trying to figure out how to get on track. And as I tell you, mothers and daughters, it's not an easy relationship. No relationship is easy. But the point is, you must want to work at it. You have got to work at it. Every relationship between a husband and a wife, girlfriends. Now, how many times you and your girlfriends have a disagreement, and sometimes you have to walk away and take a breather and maybe not call one day, but I'm telling you, that day you don't call, it's all in your spirit, and you say, well, I wonder what she's thinking. Well, I hope this and I hope that. But deep down inside, you want to call. Because you know that is the relationship that you have. So you have to work at it. And then you call and you say, what?
oh, girl, I'm sorry. I thought about it. Maybe I was wrong, you know, and then you start a conversation and you skip and you move on, you know. And that's the way it has to be with your daughter. I'm sorry. We sometimes as mothers think that we don't need to apologize to our daughters. Well, we do. I don't care if they're a little girl. I don't care if they're 2, 3, whatever. And I tell the story sometimes about my daughter when she was around about 3 or 4 years old, put in a chair and another box and something else, and she climbed up on that chair. I don't know why we had the cereal above the stove. You know, above the stove, we got that little small cabinet up there. And she climbed up there, and I was in bed, and Spirit said, go check on Angie. I came in the kitchen. She was just going back and forth, and it scared me so bad. I was like, oh, my God. So I got up to her. I didn't want to scare her. I walked up behind her and grabbed her to lift her down. And I said, what are you doing? She says, I'm getting the cereal. And I was so scared, I popped her. Well, you would have thought I had whipped her with some major force, and, oh, she just cried and had a fit, and that thing just tore me up. So she came back, and she said, looked at me, and she says, Mama, she said, you always said that I had an opinion and that you would always listen. I said, yeah. She said, can I say something to you? And I said, yeah. She said, why would a big person like you want to beat up on a little person like me? Now, you're talking about getting into the vision. I immediately got into her vision, into her world, and I saw in her mind, she figured, you could pop me, but I can't pop you. That's a disadvantage. And I immediately got on my knees and got in front of her and said, I am so sorry. And I explained to her why I did it. I said it was just an impulse. I told you I wouldn't spank you. It's an impulse, and I am so sorry. But from now on, we're going to have a conversation. Anything that comes up, we're going to talk about it, and we're going to make a decision. I may not always agree with you on your decision, but if I make a decision, I'm going to tell you why. And it's because I'm the mama, and I have to look after you, and I know a little bit more than you know. And from that day to this, we have always done that. And I had no problems with her. And she told me, Mama, I'm going someplace. I'll be back at 11. You better believe she's walking in that door 5 minutes to 11. Or she said, Mama, I'm up the street. I'm coming. It's 11 o'clock. I just want you to know. Regardless of what, it was always the conversation. And the reason I think that I made that decision was based on the fact that I used to get so many spankings. And I would ask my mother why she spanked me, because a lot of times I thought it was unjust. And she said, well, because I'm the mama and because I said so. And that was unacceptable to me, because I said so. Because it didn't make any sense. Because you say so. What does that mean? Tell me why you did it and explain to me. Because sometimes it was like she didn't listen to my side. She seemed to me she was listening to the adult side. But if my mother was here, she would also tell you, that is not true. She did not spank me as many times as I thought. So, you know, that's what I thought. And that's what it seems to me. But, you know, we've always had that conversation, laughed about it. So don't be hasty and apologize. So just apologize, let her know that you love her, and let her walk away feeling good about herself. That's the healing process. I'm sorry we took a little longer. I was going to get back to Charlene, but Charlene, you'll be with us, I'm sure, Saturday after Saturday. Thank you for joining us today. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you in a little bit. All right. Have a blessed week, mothers and daughters. Look at what you can do to repair your relationship, and do it with the thought of unconditional love, and you'll hit it dead on the boat, on the knot. Have a great day and a great week. God bless you.